36 Watchers Podcast 2, Beyond the Crucifixion, the 36 Watchers history continues. In the last podcast, I talked about how it made sense to me that the crucifixion had to be engineered because this is what Christianity needed to form, to exist, and to be that influential and powerful. Then I came across a very interesting notion. There are those who believe that the crucifixion and Jesus' life is the center point of history, that everything led into it and everything leads out of it. That was very far-fetched, but check this out. Look at the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire said to be started at 494 BC, and the western part of the empire was destroyed in 476 AD. Almost 500 years symmetry each way. That really got me thinking, and the stage was set to find other historical facts that will fit into the 36th journey. But then something happened. ...9/11 happened. I was in Israel the days before 9/11. I came back to New York on September 9th, 2 days prior. The summer of 2001 was a bad one for Israel. There were bombings, there were suicide bombings, there was a little bit of chaos, even by Israel standards. And it was so nice to get away, to come back here, some 5,000 miles away, sit with my toes in the water on a nice summer day and look at the blue sky, listen to the birds chirping and thinking, this is so nice and peaceful and quiet. And then 2 days later, the sky came tumbling down. Like my city, I was in mourning. Like my city, I was in recovery. So everything had to stop and everything had to be rebuilt. At some point, I resumed this project that was so interesting to me, and by the events of 9/11 took a whole new meaning, because we see things coming. We see wars coming. We see elections coming. We see disasters coming. Nobody saw this coming. This just happened. One day you're here and one day you're there and the world is different. So it made sense to me again that something must have guided it, and that I don't know about conspiracy theories. I know they exist, but I know that the towers went down when I was here. And I know who did it. But the why and behind the scenes, that started to be very intriguing to me. And I kept looking for other historical events to weave into the narrative of the 36 Watchers some years after 9/11. And I found a lot of interesting stuff. Take Jerusalem, for example. The first temple was destroyed in 586 BC, but it was almost destroyed about 120 years prior, when King Sanherib of Assyria invaded Judea, basically took Jerusalem but left it standing. This is so important because these are the years when the Bible was written. The Bible, arguably the most influential book in the world, took another 120 years to be. Had Sanherib invaded Jerusalem and destroyed it, the Bible would have looked very different. Judaism would look very different. Christianity would look very different. Islam would look very different. Something made this king not destroy the city. Other events also grabbed my attention. Take the Crusader state. They were so successful. They established a big kingdom with one decisive victory in the Holy Land. And about 100 and something years later, they threw it all away on a seemingly very, very stupid fight, taking the army north to a place with no water where they could be surrounded and destroyed by Salah ad-Din's troops. Maybe something happened to guide that event as well. Take the Titanic. Take World War II. There are so many events that I looked at. It was interesting. I was like a kid in the candy store, or the adult version, the hungriest customer in an only-can-eat history buffet. I started to write the book. Some events found their way into the book, some did not. And as the history of the 36 watches was shaping, a whole other dimension made its presence known, and that is the supernatural dimension. The book was starting to become an epic battle between good and evil, so I had to think about the supernatural elements of the 36 watchers and the evil powers they are fighting, which is the subject of the next podcast.